A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Are you Silver? Away!
Two horsemen rode along the trail toward the small town of Milton. One was young, and though well-built and seemingly strong of body, his face showed a pallor that hinted at long confinement. The other man was much older, and his features were hard and weather-beaten. They rode along for some time in silence. Then the older man spoke.
Well, kid, I kept my promise to meet you at the prison gate, didn't I?
Yeah, sure.
Nobody can say Wade Mills don't remember them that does right by them. Yep, I says to myself, Ken Robinson gets out of territorial prison. And I gotta meet him like I promised. So I set out the other day from Frontier Town and rode down there with an extra horse and gun for you.
Well, what of it? It was the least you could do.
Now look, Ken, forget the past. You're out now and you won't have to worry about the future.
I'll never forget the past. 5 long years of hard labor is something that's not easy to forget. I was only 18 when I went in.
Sure, that's what I mean. You're still a young kid. Though that prison routine left you kind of pale, it made you hard as nails in the bargain.
You can't talk me into thinking I got any good out of it. Dad talked me into joining up with your outlaw band, Mills. I never even did a job. The posse moved in a week after I joined up. Dad was killed and all of us taken, but you and Tex.
You don't sound too friendly, Ken, after me putting myself out to come for you.
I got nothing to be friendly about.
You change your mind. Tex was slugged by a bullet in a fight 2 years ago. So I've been going it alone since.
Yeah? Well, in my way of thinking, you'll continue to go it alone.
Now, that's no way to talk, Ken. I got plans for both of us.
I'll make my own plans.
Like what, for instance?
I had a kid sister. She was living with my aunt in Frontier Town. She ought to be about 18 now. I'm going to find her and start over. Straight.
Yeah, that's easier said than done, kid. That prison record will follow you everywhere.
There must be some way to live it down.
I was thinking you'd want to get the hombre who actually put the bullet in your dad, Ken.
Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho there. What are you stopping for?
Because of what you just said. You really know which one of them hombres plugged dead?
Yeah, I knew that'd get you. Sure, I found out later. Remember that masked hombre who rode with the posse?
The one on the big white stallion?
That's him. He's known as the Lone Ranger. And he's the hombre who gunned your dad.
You sure of that?
Yeah. I thought you'd like to do something about it, so I found out where he's hanging out. over near Frontier Town.
That's where I expect to find my sister.
Sure. But you can get the masked man first. I'll help you.
But if I kill a man, I'd be hunted all over again. And I...
Look, I'm smarter than you think, Ken. I figured out a way to get back at him. A way that'll set us both up with enough money for the future, too. But the law will be hunting the Lone Ranger for pulling the job, see?
No. I don't see what you mean at all.
Now, look. The Wells Fargo Express agent is an hombre named Joe Mitchell. A young hombre in Frontier Town. He keeps a lot of money in the express office.
Go on.
Might as well ride on while I tell you. Get up.
Get up.
I've been watching that express office.
Well?
Joe Mitchell's sweet on a girl who lives in town. For the past 2 weeks, he's been looking up at 5 o'clock and going to have supper with her. That's an hour before his night clerk comes on.
Well, what if he does?
But don't you savvy, Ken? That means the express office is left unguarded for an hour every day, from 5 to 6.
Sure, but I...
Now, look, it isn't generally known that Joe Mitchell leaves the express office every day at 5 o'clock.
How'd you find out?
The express office faces the main trail through town. The barber shop run by Gabby Becker faces on the side trail that runs alongside the express office. The bank of the express office can be seen from one side of the windows of the barbershop.
Well, what about it?
I noticed Mitchell leaving the express office and locking the back door. I asked Gabby Becker if the express office closed early. He said it was sort of a secret, but seeing as how I was a stranger in town, it didn't matter if he told me.
Told you what?
That Joe Mitchell was in love with a girl in town. I left every day to take supper with her. Now, that set me thinking.
Go on.
It'd be easy for a couple of hombres to bust in there and rob the express office during that hour.
If you figure those two hombres to be yours, you can forget it. I'm not playing along with you on that.
Now, wait a minute. You don't know all my plans. If we was to fix up like the masked man and his Indian friend, they'd get the blame. Somebody's bound to see us leaving. Then the posse'd go on for the Lone Ranger. You get it?
If I thought it'd work out that
sure
way...
Sure it will, Ken. I already made arrangements to get a white horse and a black mask. We'll fix you up to look like that Indian. Then we'll go to Frontier Town and pull that job so as a Lone Ranger and his friend will get the blame. They'll sure have a hard time getting out of that. Get up there.
Get up.
Ken Robinson and Wade Mills rode on into Milton, where Wade changed to a white horse. And the two men pushed on to Frontier Town. Darkness had fallen when 2 days later they reined up in front of the Silver Dollar Cafe in Frontier Town.
Oh, boy.
Easy, boy. Hey, listen, Ken. Maybe you better forget about your sister till...
It won't hurt finding out about her. Come on.
All right. Fill up a couple, mister.
Hey, two coming up.
Make it one, barkeep. I'm not having any right now.
Sure. Well, there you are, stranger.
Thanks.
Say, mister.
What is it?
Ever hear of Mrs. Penny or of a girl that lives with her by the name of Lucille Robinson?
No, can't say that I have, stranger. I haven't been in Frontier Town very long.
No. Thanks, just the same.
Why don't you wait like I told you?
I know what I'm doing, Mills.
Howdy, stranger.
Howdy.
Who are you and what are
Take
you...
Take it easy, Mills. He was talking to me.
That's right, I was. I heard you asking about a certain young lady. Outside of the fact that you brought her name up in a place like this, I want to know your business with her, stranger.
Who are you?
Hold on, Wade.
What are you going to let this hombre talk to you like that?
Fact is, I appreciate having him protect that young lady's name. Seeing as how she's my sister.
Your sister? Now, wait a minute, mister. She's never said anything to me about having a brother.
Just why should she talk it over with you?
Well, you see, we... That is, we...
You must be Joe Mitchell, the express agent.
That's right, I am. How did you know?
I heard about you back in Milton. I'm Ken Robinson.
Well, put it there, Ken. I'm right glad to know you.
Same here, Joe.
Now, see here, Ken. We got business to attend to.
I'm going over to see Lucille shortly. You better come along.
No. No, Joe, we got some business first. Just tell me where she lives and I'll surprise her.
Sure. She lives with her aunt in the house just beyond Mother Willard's rooming house. Anyone can direct you to that.
Good. Don't say anything about running into me, Joe. I want to make it a good surprise for both my aunt and my sister.
All right, I won't mention it. Meeting you, I mean. But I am going to check and make sure she has a brother. Not that I don't believe you, but...
Sure, go ahead. I'll be seeing you again, Joe.
Sure.
Let's get going, Wade.
I'm ready. Come on. That Aubrey Mitchell don't know he was talking to the one.
You're thinking about that plan of yours, Wade. It's all off.
All off? Listen, Ken, I thought you wanted to get even with that masked man.
I'll find another way to even the score with him. But we're not going to make things tough for Joe Mitchell by robbing the express office.
Why, there's sudden liking for Mitchell.
He's a fine hombre, Wade, and he's courting my kid's sister. If we cause trouble for him, it'll make her unhappy.
So, the big brother's going to protect his little sister's sweetheart, huh?
Why, you...
Hold it, Ken. I was only making fun. Put away your gun.
All right. But no more talk like that. Easy, boy.
Steady there.
Let's go to the hotel.
Might as well. Get up there.
Get up. Oh.
Later that evening, Tonto, Indian companion to the Lone Ranger, returned to their camp in the Enchanted Hills after making a trip to town.
Oh, Scott, hold on. Oh, hold on. Oh.
Any news from Frontier Town, Tonto?
Me in back of cafe. Me hear young fella talking to express agent, Joe Mitchell.
Well?
Me hear him say, him named Ken Robinson, come to town to see sister, who live with Mrs. Penny.
No one in town knows it, but that girl, Lucille Robinson, the daughter of an outlaw. He was killed 5 years ago when a posse raided the hideout of the Mills gang.
Ah, me remember.
She was brought up by her aunt, Mrs. Penny, so she never knew about her father or her brother, Ken. Ken went to jail, you remember.
Ah, him just got out, maybe.
Yes. Was Robinson alone?
No. No, him with other man. Tough-looking hombre. Ken Robinson get friendly with Joe Mitchell. Him say him gonna spry sister later. Then two men go to hotel.
I see. Perhaps if we ride into Frontier Town tonight, we can find out something about both of them. That is, about their real reason for coming there. Here's a look.
Easy, steady, big fella. Let's go, Tonto. Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scott.
Meantime, in the hotel room, Wade was talking to Ken Robinson.
So, you think you'll back out on a plan, eh, Ken?
That's right. I'll think of another way to get back at that masked hombre.
But we both need money, Ken. And there's usually plenty of it around the express office. There's too good a chance to miss.
I said that was out, Wade, and I mean it.
And I say you're going to go through with it. Do you understand?
Hey, okay. Put on that gun. What's the idea?
Reach, kid, and be quick about it.
All right. Now what?
I'll take your gun. Now you can relax and listen to me.
Don't be a fool. Just because you got my gun doesn't mean you can make me go through with robbing the express office.
I know a better way to bring you to your senses, Ken.
What do you mean?
Just this. If I was to go to that sister of yours and to Joe Mitchell and tell them your dad was killed as an outlaw and that you were in prison...
Why, you dirty coyote!
Hold it, kid, or I'll plug you.
All right. But it's lucky you do have that gun. If that sort of news got to them, Mitchell would break off with Lucille. She might even have to leave town because of it.
That's right.
But listen, Wade...
Are you going to do as I want you to do, or shall I talk?
All right, you win. I'll go through with the plan.
Good. Now you're making sense. Now listen. We'll fix up like the Lone Ranger and his friend, and then we'll rob the express office tomorrow afternoon.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. Now to continue our story. After leaving Ken and Wade, Joe Mitchell went to Mrs. Penny's house to see Lucille. He found Lucille's aunt alone in the living room.
Lucille's primping up a bit, Joe. She'll be here directly.
I guess I can wait. Look, Mrs. Penny, there's something I want to ask you. I don't want Lucille to hear it.
What is it, Joe?
Does Lucille have a brother?
Why, yes. A brother named Kenneth. Why'd you ask?
A while ago, I heard someone mention an hombre by the name of Ken Robinson.
Ken Robinson? What? Where is he?
I can't tell you anymore, Mrs. Penny. I just wondered
yes,
if he...
Yes, that's Lucille's brother, all right. You see, her ma died when she was 10. Kenneth was 5 years older. After the burial, I brought Lucille home with me. We've never heard a word from Ken or his pa since then.
I see. Don't let on to Lucille that we talked about her, will you?
Not if you don't want me to, Joe. Here's Lucille now.
Joe, you didn't come for supper tonight.
No, honey. Gabby the barber says folks are noticing that I lock up early. Anyway, we have a lot of gold at the office now. From now on, I won't be leaving there until my night man comes on. It's better that way, Lucille.
I suppose so. But I'll miss you eating with us.
Maybe in a day or so, you'll have somebody else eating with you.
Joe, what on earth do you mean by that remark?
Yes, Joe. What do you mean?
What I mean is you might be getting a pleasant surprise soon. A visitor you'll be glad to see.
Well, you certainly aroused our curiosity.
Yes. For a minute, I thought you meant that you'd... Well, that you...
Don't worry, honey. You can't get rid of me that easy. Nothing can ever come between us. So don't ever worry about that.
Later that night, when the Lone Ranger and Tonto reached Frontier Town and rode slowly up the back way to the rear of the hotel.
Me find out them have room at back on the first floor, Kemosabe.
Good. That makes it easier. Both of them.
Open up. They must be closed. Their room. One with lights in window.
Come on. Easy, Tonto. The window's open.
Talking inside.
Listen.
Why, afternoon, why you fix yourself up like an Indian? I'll go to the stable and get the horses. Then I'll come back and fix up like your masked man.
You're the one making the plan. But I'm telling you, Wade.
Shut up and listen.
Big man named Wade Mills.
Yes, they escaped outlaw.
Them planted a goal.
Wait.
Go out the back door here. Just a short distance up the back way to the express office.
You didn't have the upper hand. I'm
you want to get back to that mask, I'll make for shooting your old man, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't
see. Then shut up and do as I tell you.
Come on, Toto. We've heard enough.
If not good, then plan to rob express office. Pose as Lone Ranger.
Yes, I know. Robinson is going to be disguised as you, Toto. Mills lied when he said I shot Robinson's father. Wade Mills himself shot him.
That right. What you do, Kemosabe?
I got the impression that Ken Robinson didn't want to go through with it, Toto.
Me think that, too.
I'll give you a note to Sheriff Taylor in the morning. We'll let them go ahead with their plans while we make certain plans of our own. Let us get back to camp, City. Easy before that. Come on, Silver.
Get him up to town.
The following afternoon, the outlaw Wade Mills left the hotel. A short time later, he returned, bringing two horses, one of them white. He rode up the back way and left the horses behind the hotel. Then going around to the front, he entered the hotel and went to the room he shared with Ken Robinson. As he entered, he saw that Ken was busy putting a dark stain on his face and arms.
Well, Ken, I got the horses. Hey, with that stain on you, you look pretty much like an Indian at that.
Yeah. What about a gun, Wade? I can't go along without one.
It's just what you're going to do, kid. I'm not taking any chances with you having a gun. I'll cover you if necessary.
Suppose we're seen by somebody as we go up the back way to the express office.
The Lone Ranger and his Indian friend are known by quite a lot of folks here in Frontier Town. And they're known to be on the side of the law. That is, until after the robbery. Then folks will change their mind.
Look, I've been thinking it over. I'll forget about getting even with the masked man. Let's forget this deal, Wade, so as I can get together with my sister like I planned.
Nothing doing. I'll put on the mask I got, and then we'll head for the express office.
Mm-hmm.
a white Stetson and silk neckerchief. In build, he was about the weight and height of the Lone Ranger, and he knew that anyone who might catch a fleeting glimpse of him on the white horse as they made their getaway would be sure to mistake him for the masked man. It was a little after 5 o'clock when Ken and Wade left the hotel and cautiously approached the back door of the express office on foot.
How are you going to get in?
I'll get the door open, don't worry. Hey, that's funny. It's unlocked.
Hey, maybe we better get out of here.
I got my gun handy. Let's go.
What? Reach, mister, and be quick about it.
Sure. But see here...
Shut up.
Toss your gun on the floor.
All right.
Hey, we thought you'd left. But maybe it's just as well you're still here. Guess you've seen us before, haven't you?
Well, yes. Guess I have met you both before.
Good. Now get over there and open that safe.
No. I won't open it.
Oh, yes, you will. And you'll do it pronto or I'll drill you, understand? Now open it.
Look, let's get out of here.
Shut up, you fool.
Hey, he's no Indian.
Say what you like, but get that safe open.
No. I'm not opening it for you or anybody else.
Oh, you ornery maverick. Then I'll get it open myself. But first I'm going to fill you with lead.
No, you won't. I won't let you.
Oh, my arm, you fool. This will fix you. Now I'll fix you for not opening that safe.
No, you won't.
Go, my wrist.
Good work. We got them both.
They didn't suspect anything.
Hey, look. He's fixed up like the masked man. The other one's disguised as an Indian.
Yeah, that's right. They sure was took by surprise.
What I can't figure out is that while we was waiting outside the front door, we heard the young one say he wouldn't let that big one hurt Joe.
That's right. But I think I know the reason.
What is the reason, Joe?
I'd rather not say.
All right, Joe. Ken was forced to go through with this robbery against his will. You'll notice he carried no gun.
Yeah, that's right. He doesn't have a gun on him. But there's two on the floor.
One of them is mine, Sheriff.
One disguised as an Indian saved Joe's life. We heard him go after the big one.
That's right.
Sheriff Taylor, this man posing as me is really Wade Mills, the hunted outlaw.
Wade Mills, huh?
Hey, what if I am? The kid there's in this just as much as I am.
No, he isn't, Mills. In the first place, you lied to him when you said I killed his father.
Oh, my head.
You'll be all right.
Here, I'll help you up.
You're the master Humphrey Wade told me about.
He lied to you, Ken. Wade Mills shot your father at the time of the raid because he thought your father had tipped off the sheriff.
You mean Mills shot him?
That's right.
Let me at him.
Wait, my wrist, hold on.
I'll beat you to a pulp.
Hold on, Ken.
Let me at him. Keep him away from me.
Get that whining outlaw out of here.
All right, Sheriff. Come on, you.
Oh, I'll help you, Deputy.
All right, now about the other one.
I'll vouch for him, Sheriff.
I wanted to go straight. Mills planned this so as I could get even with the masked man. Then I tried to back out.
I've already told them, Ken. I don't think the sheriff will press any charges against you.
Well, if you say so. And if Joe here...
He saved my life, Sheriff, remember?
He sure did,
Ken, I think it's time you went with Joe to meet your sister and aunt.
You know about them?
Yes. They needn't know anything about this or your past. Come on, we'll get that stain off you, and you can go home to them.
A short time later, Mrs. Penny and Lucille heard hoofs stopping outside.
Now, who on earth can that be?
I wonder.
Sounds like several people. I'll open the door.
Adios, then.
Goodbye.
Come on, Fiddler. Come on.
Adios.
Joe. Land's sakes, who's riding away? Why didn't they come out? Who's that with you?
Somebody you'll be glad to see.
Come on in.
Who is it, Aunt Josie? Oh, Joe, darling,
So you're Lucille.
Why, yes, I am. But I'm afraid I...
Oh, fine way to greet your long-lost brother. Well, this is Ken.
Ken? My brother?
Land sakes, now I see the resemblance to his paw. I'm sure mighty happy to see you, son.
Golly, I don't know what to say. I'm not used to having a family.
Oh, Ken, it's so wonderful. What about Dad?
Dad? Oh, well, you see, about 5 years ago...
There, now. Don't think about it. At least you've come home, Ken, and this'll be your home from now on. Here, with your sister and me.
Thanks, Aunt Josie.
I'll be part of the family, too, someday, Ken.
Good, I like that, Joe.
But where on earth did you two meet? How did you...
Ken was coming here hunting for you. He saved my life in a holdup a while ago.
Land's sake!
The thanks really goes to the masked man. He managed things so that I... Well, can live as I want to here with you.
Masked man? Who is he?
He's an hombre who's been heard of before here in Frontier Town, honey. And he sure knows how to make things come out right for folks.
That's right. Guess I'll never forget what the Lone Ranger did for me.
I'll do it!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.